Declan, obviously disappointed with last weekend. Came so close, but moral victories at this stage aren't of much use when you were looking for points. And the search goes on now again on Sunday against Galway.
It does, yeah. And, you know, we did set out our goals at the start of the season. We want to stay in Division 1, naturally enough. And, you know, there was an opportunity last Sunday to get those 2 points. And we played football in the second half that probably deserved to get the 2 points, but we didn't get over the line. And as I say, focus turns to Galway now this weekend. And but from a performance point of view, and from an attitude point of view, from just, you know, every lad on that squad that came on last Sunday, 15 plus the 6 guys came off the bench, really, really worked hard and put on big, big performances. And that's all you can ask for on any given afternoon. And listen, we're hoping for more of the same this weekend, and hopefully that we can get the performance that's required to get a result.
I suppose on the back of last week, confidence would be high in the camp, even though you did lose it.
Oh yeah, listen, I mean, there's been a very positive attitude within the group. And you know, we played the four national or the McKenna Cup matches, and you know, that builds a bit of confidence playing those games and playing competitive. And people, I mean, questioned, you know, what the McKenna Cup was about, but to me it was about getting us ready for a National League campaign. And it served its purpose. And we went down to Killarney. We knew it was going to be tough. We knew we needed a big, big performance. And we got very, very close to getting over the line. And but it wasn't enough. So we come back, we get ready for Galway, which is going to be a different test again, because they're a very, very experienced side, a very physical side. And with the addition of Paddy Talley now to the backroom team, it's going to make for a really tough afternoon in terms of they're going to be defensive, they're going to get numbers behind the ball, but they've also got a number of really quality forwards. And you look at Shane Walsh and Damien Comer and Sean Armstrong coming back in, and also another young lad called Cunningham, who has given up the soccer career that he had as a professional soccer player for the last 2 seasons. Kevin Walsh has been looking for him, and he's another real top quality forward. So yeah, it's going to be a tough afternoon, but again, it's one we're looking forward to.
So where are you in terms of squad now? You have quite a lot of injuries.
Listen, I mean, there's nothing that's really, I mean, that's going to, you know, we know that the guys are all back training, the likes of Frank and Michael and Neil and these guys. Paddy's ahead of schedule. The medics have done brilliant work. They're all working hard. The plan is that hopefully some of those guys will be back in 2 weeks' time in the McKenna Cup. Michael Langan also the same. And Keane Mulligan's back playing now this weekend. And so listen, yeah, you do need a strong squad, because there's 6, 7, 8 games coming up on a trot. And you know, you do lose players on any given day. That can happen. But hopefully, listen, it'll ease off.
And we read this week that Owen McHugh has opted out for this year. What's the story there?
Yeah, Owen, I met with Owen a good number of times prior to Christmas and again after Christmas. And, you know, he wants to put football on hold for a while. He wants to concentrate on his academics, and he's in his final year in Jordanstown, and he just wants to get, you know, he's working hard and studying hard at that there. And you have to accept his decision. And unfortunately for us, like, he's a top quality player, no doubt about that there. And he knows himself, maybe he's going to take this year out anyway, so the door will always be open when he's ready to return, hopefully to start next season.
You carried a big squad in the McKenna Cup. Have you been forced to make any changes, or coming under pressure? Normally county boards want regulated numbers.
Yeah, listen, We'll wait and see now over the next couple of weeks, because the games are still coming and the McKenna Cup still not finished. With injuries, with one thing and another, you just need that strength and depth in the squad. And the lads that are there, I mean, there's no doubt they're working hard. They're all learning. It's a very, very young squad, Tom, and again, it'll be a young team that's going out next Sunday against Galway. And again, there'll be a great Donegal supporters that again we're bringing down in Killarney. And and I know that they'll get behind the team, but yeah, just the caution that we do need time, that these guys need time to develop at this level. But they are making progress, no doubt about it.
First of 3 games at home, Galway, obviously Kildare and Mayo are the other two. And as we said last week, Declan, I suppose the reality is teams that want to stay in Division 1 have to win their home games.
Yeah, it's going to be important. Home games are important, and while it's not going to be our main priority, we want to stay in Division 1. The big picture for us is going to be the championship, and we made that loud and clear for a long time back, and that continues to remain the same, because, you know, come May we'd want 20 to 8, 30 players fully fit, really at the top of their game, winning the championship campaign. We want to be competitive in Division 1. Naturally we want to win games. We were very disappointed that we didn't get any points out of Killarney the weekend, but the focus, as I say, turns directly to Galway. And you know, if we can get a big performance in there, then ultimately, hopefully, we can get 2 points, but we know it's not going to be easy, Tom. Mm-hmm. We're up against a very experienced, very strong physical Galway side, but it's another challenge for these lads.
And all the Galway players you mentioned that are their key men are all attackers. So you ran up a big score last week, and obviously that leaves things a little bit more open at the back because you've changed your style. And obviously Kerry ran up a big score, and probably you could argue that maybe the Galway forward line is going to be even a little bit more threatening.
Well, exactly, and we've just got to defend better all over the park, and it's not just about the back three or back six, or, you know, it's about just defending better and being better in all those areas without the ball. But and saying that, Paddy Talley has come in with Galway, and he definitely, they have a defensive structure in place. They're making it very difficult for teams. They're getting a lot of bodies back, and they're also becoming very, very physical. So listen, it's, as I say, it's going to be a different Galway team that we're going to see this Sunday.